Revolution had become commonplace in 1848. Crowds, civil guards, and barricades could be seen across the German states, including in the town of Frankfurt am Main. But events in Frankfurt were unique. Here, hundreds of Germans from across Austria, Prussia, and many smaller states formed a national assembly. The Frankfurt National Assembly produced a series of acts in 1848, including an act concerning the basic rights of the German people, and ultimately an imperial or Reich constitution. Adopted on the 27th of March 1849, the Reich Constitution set the scene for a united German state in Central Europe. Historians have long been interested in the Frankfurt debates and what they can tell us about the larger story of German unification. In this podcast, I draw attention to three aspects of the Frankfurt debates worthy of closer consideration. In the first instance, we would do well to ask, in what ways were the politics in Frankfurt novel? In the 19th century, we see the emergence of a political movement demanding equivalence between a German nation, defined at times according to civic participation, or defined at other times according to ethnic traits or cultures, and that of a German state. But calls for nation and state to align only occurred in fits and starts before 1848. We see this political movement between 1811 and 1819. It comes up again in 1830 to 32, and finally during the revolutions in 1848 and 1849. During the years before 1848, it was associations, not political parties, that primarily fostered debate and action on the national question. For example, in response to the Napoleonic Wars, fraternities formed to further nationalist agendas. This famously took place at the University of Jena. But by the end of the wars, there were 14 fraternities across other German universities with a combined membership of around 4,000 students. At the same time, gymnastics associations formed as an important part of the nationalist movement, particularly in Prussia. By 1818, there were 150 gymnastic associations with an active membership of about 12,000 persons and 6,000 additional members. And by the eve of the 1848 revolutions, there were almost 300 German gymnastics associations with somewhere between 80 to 90,000 members. Fraternities and gymnastics associations were crucial to spreading the idea of nationalism, but they only consisted of minorities of fairly well-educated young male Germans. They had limited success in establishing permanent nationwide appeal, and most importantly, their political objectives remained vague as members demanded national unity in very different ways.